We would like to have all of our third graders come up as we begin our Chagigat Sidur ceremony. You know, tonight our kids are receiving their own copy.
Right to the front row, right up.
Our kids are receiving their own copy of Mishkan Tefillah, and in the Torah we read that the Mishkan is so that God could dwell among the people Israel. We hope that the prayers that are in the Sidur dwell in the hearts of our students. Grade teachers, if you can assume your position. Third grade parents, over on the table over here, Mrs. Strasberg and Mrs. Epstein will help you find your child's Sidur. Please come and get your child's Sidur and then join them here in the front of the Bima.
So as our third grade parents are collecting the Sidurim they're going to present to their children, just a word of explanation. Chagigat Sidur, the joy of the Sidur, is the name that we've given to this ceremony. Our third graders have been diligently studying all year long to receive their prayer book. Parents, when you have the prayer book for your child, come stand with your child, because don't give them the prayer book yet. We have a ceremony for this. But find out, and third graders, let's spread out a little bit. We may not all fit on the riser, maybe some on the floor in front, on the front floor on either side. Come find your student and be with them. Now this is a life cycle moment. I'm gonna move this away.
Thank you.
You all can still hear me with this mic, yes?
Great.
So this is a life cycle moment, students, for you in receiving your Sidur. This is the prayer book that you will use, God willing, for all your life, many, many times here in this sanctuary, including as Eve is going to do tomorrow when she becomes bat mitzvah. You'll get a chance to do that too. And later on for confirmation and post-confirmation and coming back for all of wonderful life cycle moments to do. We know that this prayer book is special. We had, remember when we met and we had our program the other time, and we found all the different things that are in our Sidur, words that help us feel closer to God, words that help us remember how to take care of each other, words that help us pray,
words that help us feel a part of this Jewish community. All of these words are part of this Siddur that you're going to receive. Now, this is an important moment for you students, but you should know it's also an important moment for your parents, a life cycle moment for them as well. And actually, it's a life cycle moment for all of us as a community together. We are so excited for you to join this next step in your Jewish education by receiving your Siddur. So we actually have a small ceremony that we're going to do. There's a part for all of you as well. Your parts are in italics up on the screens. And then we're going to have a chance for parents to have their blessing and students to have theirs as well. But we'll start with our congregational part. We are taught, you shall know the God of your ancestors. Serve God with a whole heart and a willing mind.
Prayers in our Siddur can bring us closer to God. If you seek God, you will find God.
We are taught the answer to the question, where is God, is wherever we let God in. The Siddur is a record of our people's conversation with God. It expresses our needs, our hopes, our dreams. It reflects the Jewish soul like no other book.
Make every effort to pray from the heart. Even if you do not succeed in the eyes of God, the effort is precious. Those who rise from prayer better people, their prayers were answered.
May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts always be acceptable to you, O God. May we and the world be sustained by our continuing study of Torah, by our growing knowledge and practice of prayer, and through our deeds of loving kindness, and let us all say, Amen. Now, parents, as you came in tonight, you were given a special parent's blessing. Students, I want you to turn and look at your parents. Parents, as best you can, turn and look at your students. And we'll offer, as a community of parents, we'll offer this blessing together. Everybody ready? One, two, three, go. Oh God, we give thanks for the wonderful seeing our children grow day by day. We thank you for the health and strength you have given, for the mind and spirit you have endowed. We pledge to stand with our children. We pray. Students, you have a blessing, a prayer you're going to say as well. We practice this. Everybody ready to read nice and together? One, two, three, go.
Thank
you for our parents. Thank you for our parents. Know the right things to do. They guide us to become great people. We are proud to receive our Siddurim, to study the prayers of our people. We are part of the great conversation between the Jewish people and God. We're partners with our parents as we learn the words and meanings of our prayers. We promise to be your partners, O God, in making our world a better place. We are the Jews. Amen. Parents, if you would hand the Siddur to your students. Students, if you will open up the front cover, you will see that there is something very special in there that your parents wrote to you. We're going to join in the blessing that we say at exciting and important moments like this, the Shehachianu, and you can, to yourself, read that blessing and maybe give your parents an extra hug. We'll join in Shehachianu together.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehachianu Bikimanu Vehigianu Hazman Hazeh. Thank you.
How about a nice Shabbat Shalom hug for everybody? Ah, we like to see that. Mazel tov to all of you on this exciting life cycle moment. Third graders and your families, you can head on back to your seats. Our Kolot Shalom should come up super quickly because they have prepared a special extra blessing for our third graders and their families as we mark this life cycle moment from one generation to the next.
We are gifts and we are blessings. We are history and song. We are hope and we are healing. We are learning to be strong. We are pictures of the past. We are carriers of wisdom, not the first and not the last. Lador, lador, Marina Lecha. Lador, lador, we protect this chain from generation to
Lador Vador, from one generation to the next, a life cycle moment for our third graders and their families. This being the first Friday night of the month of May, we have as well another life cycle moment for those who have birthdays in the month of May. Do we have anybody here with a birthday in? Children with the birthday in the month of May. Adult birthday blessings come on the third Friday night of the month. If you have a birthday in the month of May, come on up. I know at least two of you are here. Fantastic. Come stand with me right here. What day is your birthday?
May 24th.
May 24th. What day is your birthday?
May
10th. May 10th. Awesome. There are other students in our school who also have birthday in May, but they couldn't all be here today.
Will you accept the birthday blessing for them as well? Okay, fantastic. Come, oh, another birthday blessing for May?
May 21, come stand right over here. All of you, come stand right here with me.
Eloheinu v'Elohei avoteinu v'imoteinu, our God and God of our ancestors, happy children have come into your presence in the midst of this sacred congregation to give thanks for the blessing of another year of life. We hope, O God, we pray, O God, we know, O God, in this year ahead that their eyes will be open to seeing the wonders of this wonderful world, that their ears will be open to hearing the needs of others, that their hands will be open to doing good work and helping other people, that their hearts will be open to loving and to being loved. We pray, O God, that their legs and feet carry them forward into a year of great goodness, a year of health and of happiness, of friendship and of family, and of all the great blessings that you give to us, O God. We pray that it be a very happy birthday for them all and a happy and wonderful year ahead. For them and for us all, we ask your blessing and say, Amen.